For The Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your Lenten Gospel Reflection. Today, the Monday of Holy Week, we read from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Here we hear the story of Mary anointing the feet of Jesus with a very costly perfumed oil. She's reverencing Jesus, who is about to go to his passion. She's reverencing the Lord who is before her. She's reverencing the Lord who has done great miracles for her. He's taught her. He's raised her brother from the dead. He's been part of her life in such a profound way. And she's paying back just some small amount. Well, today, at least in the Diocese of Bridgeport, we're celebrating Reconciliation Monday. In many places throughout the country, the sacrament of confession is offered in more abundance during Holy Week, and many places take Monday of Holy Week to offer special hours. In the Diocese of Bridgeport, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at designated churches throughout the entire diocese, the sacrament is available. What happens when we go to confession? I go and I confess my sins, and I'm given a penance, and this penance is a few prayers. It's a couple of Hail Marys and an Our Father here or there. It might be any number of things, but it's never anything compared to my sin. Mary anoints the feet of Jesus with this costly oil. But what is that compared to his love, compared to his mercy, compared to his grace? It's nothing. And actually, this is one of the most important things for us to be able to recognize, that what we give to God in comparison to what we receive will always be small. And yet the gift that is given is worth something, because it's worth something in the eyes of God. Jesus does not look at Mary and say, this gift means nothing, this is pointless. He says, what a beautiful thing she has done for me. He praises her for this gift. So too, as we go to confession, as we do our penance, as we offer something of ourselves back to God, we cannot repay him for the goodness that he has given to us. But that gift, given with a contrite heart, given with a true spirit of love, is acceptable, a sacrifice pleasing and fragrant to God, our spiritual worship. God bless you.